With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to negotiations aimed at ending the Iran war,
they're active and I think gaining strength. And we appreciate that.
Secretary of War Hegseth says that while a diplomatic solution is preferred, victory for the U.S. and Israel in the war is closer than ever. An Iranian weapons site has been hit with a 2,000-pound bunker buster bomb while Israel pummels Tehran. And Iran targeted central Israel. That's where we find correspondent Sam Mednick.
This is happening as President Trump has said that there is what he calls great progress in these talks that are being made to come to some sort of deal. However, he's also said that if no deal is reached soon, if the Strait of Hormuz is not open, that the United States is going to broaden its targets. So far, there is no signs that this war is slowing. The United States and Israel continue to strike Iran, and Iran is continuing to send missiles this way as well.
The Israeli parliament has authorized the ultimate punishment for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis.
In effect, what the bill does is mandate that military courts in the West Bank dole out the death penalty as punishment for Palestinians convicted of nationalistic murder.
And that's correspondent Julia Frankel. President Trump's executive order, the one that pays TSA workers who had gone without pay for almost 2 months, is starting to result in much shorter lines, security lines, at airports around the country. Democrats complain, though. They call the president's action illegal. There's a powerful rally underway this morning on Wall Street with the benchmark sharply higher. Right now, the Dow is up about 463 points for a gain of more than 1%. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 403 points. That's a gain of 2%. And the S&P is better by 91 points. This is SRN News. New study of people who go to church.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Celebrations of Easter and Passover will be muted this week as the war in Iran continues, celebrations in Jerusalem being limited for fear of missile strikes. Israeli rules cap gatherings at 50 people, so the Western Wall is closed to worshipers. A key Passover blessing will go ahead with only a small group. Jerusalem has largely escaped past wars with Israel's enemies, apparently hesitant to launch missiles near the city's Muslim sites. SRN News. The NFL moving ahead with plans to start hiring and training replacement officials over the next several weeks.
The league and the NFL Referees Association have been negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement since the summer of 2024, but there's little sign of a resolution. The NFL has increased its offer to a 6.45% annual growth rate in compensation over a six-year labor deal, but the NFL referees are demanding 10% plus $2.5 million for marketing fees. The current agreement expires on May 31st. Bob Agner reporting.
Advanced systems that allow drivers to take their hands off the wheel while going down the road will be scrutinized again by federal investigators in connection with two deadly crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise system. The National Transportation Safety Board expected to recommend ways to improve these partially automated driving systems. More details at srnnews.com.